We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Just a minute ago, we talked about, what's her name? Lauren? Hang
on. Amanda Lauren.
All right, just a minute ago, we talked about Amanda Lauren. Thank you, Jen. And Amanda Lauren wrote a blog about putting vows to stay hot in her wedding ceremony. She said that to her husband. I vow to stay hot for you.
In sickness and in health, and in hotness and in hotterness.
And guess who thinks she is brilliant?
Who?
Hey, Missy.
Hello.
This is the Missy.
Missy called us back in March, right when the Jeff and Jen show started, and she had some concerns about Jen not being a good woman because she was coming to work while her two children and her husband were still asleep in bed at home. So they
I said she wasn't a good wife and a good mother. I didn't say she wasn't a good woman.
Okay.
So don't put words in my mouth, okay?
Right. So, okay. But so you had an issue that Jen was getting up and coming to the office.
And let me ask you, Jen, when you came to the office, were you made up? Or did you just, like, put your hair in a ponytail, put on a pair of sweats, and just look horrible in front of all the men you work with?
I definitely try to pull it together every day.
Well,
I do my hair, I put on makeup, I put on an outfit, but I'm like that every day. I don't.
Yeah, but, you know, Jen, even the men you work for, even Jeff, you know, you're supposed to look good for him. Men are.
Oh,
visual.
Come on.
No, I'm not.
Really, Missy?
No, really.
I get dressed and do my hair and put on some makeup and put on a nice outfit because I like the way I look. I do it for myself.
No. You can do it all.
Yes.
No. The women that complain about this are the ugly women.
Oh,
that's
God.
All there is to it. You know, the women that are having an issue with the block, I don't know what you look like. Like, this should be mandated when you get married in a church that women have to put this in their vow, that we have to look good.
Come on, Missy.
Times. No.
Really?
No, really.
This is
the reason. No, this is, Jen, this is why men stray and men buy the Hustler magazine and stuff like that.
The Hustler magazine?
First of all, nobody's bought a magazine in forever.
Right.
Because it's all free online.
Well, my husband doesn't have to because he has me because I take care of myself, okay? And I always have makeup on and I look pretty for him.
Now, Missy,
you know? So
is it for him? You're really only doing it for him.
Because when I took a vow, my vow was to be his wife and my vow is to look good for him. What is the divorce rate in this country?
All right, hold on, Missy. Let's rewind.
Go to a supermarket and see how these women look. I'm embarrassed. I mean, have some self-respect. We are women, Jeff. We are supposed to look good. We're supposed to look good dressed. We're supposed to look good naked. That is what we're supposed to do. Do you not understand this, Jeff?
Why?
I'm really concerned about Missy's anger issues.
Missy, can we just rewind for a minute? Because you were calling up to comment about the wedding vows.
First of all, breathe,
right.
Missy, breathe.
None of the mockery, Jen, please. No,
she's
but
not mocking.
No, she is. She's mocking me. She's mocking me the way that I take care. You know, I guarantee your husband, he looks at the catalogs that come in the mail.
Oh,
the catalogs.
Oh, my God.
What do you think his favorite catalog is? I like the Radio Shack one. I like the LL Bean. I love the girls in the flannel.
Ours is like Pottery Barn and Pottery Barn Kids.
You know what? It's laugh all you want, Jen, but, you know, you're doing a disgrace for women.
Oh, come on!
You really are.
What? Right. By coming to work. By working. You know that, like, 85% of mothers work, right? Like, it's...
No, they don't.
Yes.
No, they don't. 85% of mothers do not work.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're making up these numbers. That's
yeah.
Not
you're
true.
In the small percentage, okay? Because a lot of the mothers listening right now are on their way to work.
Men are visual creatures, okay? And you don't seem to care. Men are wired to look at beautiful women. So don't be a hypocrite yourself. And you even said you want your fiance to put in her vows that she needs to look hot for you at all times.
I was being sarcastic.
Because that's what you want. I've known from talking to, five other radio calls. Please.
What does she look like?
Is she attractive? Does she wear makeup?
Obviously,
or
she is.
Like, or is she like a Georgia Hick girl?
A what?
A Georgia Hick girl. You know, the Georgia Hick girls, like in the friggin' Piggly Wiggly without any makeup on in the overalls and look like men with the friggin' shin hair. Is that what you want? I don't think so.
I just want to know why you're so mad.
Because I believe Jesus put me on this earth. This is my calling, okay? Because
this is your calling to insult and berate other women.
Okay, Missy, okay. I have a question. If you were put on this earth to, this is your mission. Can you summarize your mission in one sentence?
My mission on this earth is to get all women to realize that we are subservient and we have to look beautiful for the men in our lives. That's what it is.
I'm going to blow you out of the water. You ready for this? I also, just like Jen's husband, I allow my woman to have a job outside of the home.
Well, that's really sad then, because if you allow her to have a job outside of the home, I guarantee you your marriage will be over in a couple years.
I know.
It's not going to work, Jeff. I wouldn't even go for the wedding.
Missy, I have to tell you are a gift and a treat to this radio show, and I would like to thank you for calling in when you do. We appreciate it.
Are you gonna come to our house and see how a real family works?
Yes.
Why don't you come? And that way, we can help you.
I should bring my fiance too. We should both go.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Bring your fiance. Let's see if you actually do it.
And I could talk.
You care.
And I'll talk to your husband, and you can talk to her, and we can find out the proper way to live our lives.
Yes, exactly.
And Missy, how long have you been married?
That's really none of your business, but long enough that he has never strayed.
Thank you, Missy, for being a part of this magic.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, love you.
Love you.
Bye, Missy. Okay,
say you love her.
I don't.
Say it.
I can't.
Dude, she says back.
That's a little creepy, a woman telling another woman that she's married. Jen, maybe that's why you don't wear makeup.
Bye, Missy. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.